everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Sharp losses once again quickly developing across feeder cattle and lean hog trade today with increased selling pressure following the renewed surge in grain trade. July corn futures about 12 and a quarter cents higher, the Dow Jones 2 points higher, NASDAQ up 11 points. Over in live cattle today, futures have given back to early gains following a strong shift lower in feeder cattle trade. Finally traded June contracts are still holding a 5 cent gain, although the rest of the complex trading consistently lower with losses of 27 to 50 cents per hundredweight. Meanwhile, the underlying pressure driven by sharply higher corn market prices, with traders not only concerned about the amount of corn that is not yet or may not get planted, but of course late planting traditionally lowers yield on acres that don't get planted. This will dramatically affect production costs of beef throughout the next year. Cash cattle trade not seen today, although scattered bids were available in most areas. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were lower, down 58 cents in select and down 13 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 89 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, markets responding to aggressive double-digit gains in corn prices, posting some sharp triple-digit losses in all contracts. August and September contracts the most affected due to the immediate impact that rising feed costs have on spot month futures. This aggressive pressure continues to set contract lows in all contracts. Meanwhile, grains were higher today with corn trade 14 cents higher, soybean trade 14 cents higher as well, with trade working to consolidate recent gains and defend acres. Meal was $8 higher and oil coming out flat today. Finally, in wheat, trade was 11 to 15 cents higher with Chicago trade leading, with attempts to defend the spread narrowing and spring wheat the weakest side of the equation. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched, with dryness in the Volga Valley hotter in the near term and Russian potential remaining good overall. Spring wheat planting, though, still catching up with disease issues in the winter wheat from wet weather and delayed harvest. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.